remembering your childhood. I grew up half a block from here on Olivia Street, so singing in this church at Christmas time is a blessing. Now, you know, my bride spent 25 years in Nashville, Tennessee, and in those years she sang with folks like Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn, and I'm very, very proud of her, and she said goodbye to that and said hello to Jesus, and she's here, my bride, and I love her so much. Her mama used to play her record player, and she'd have a song by Charlie Pride that played over and over again. So little country Christmas in the key of A. Sunday. I know how you are. I know you. he's up in heaven looking down at his son. And you might not find this story in your Bible, but if you listen to the words, you can find it in your heart. Thank you. You see, it doesn't matter what denomination you go to on Sunday, he's still Jesus, amen? He still saved us, and he still loves us, and he still calls on us. And wherever he plants you, you do all you can for the Lord, and so many things around you will change. People will change. Things will change. You just love him. You just love him away in the manger. Is it your little one? I'm a little one. I feel good, though, but close that I can't take the hand off. Mary and Joseph, we're doing this one. We have a couple in our church, by the way. They're called Mary and Joseph. They are not the original Mary and Joseph. Although if you knew them, you can start thinking about it. We're doing this one for you tonight, a little Nashville country music from Uncle Denny.
Yeah.
expect everybody to sing. Y'all gonna have joy in your heart. Amen? It's Christmas time. It's a time for us to have joy with the children and the grandchildren. But you need to have that heart too. Get excited about what God is doing for us. It's Christmas time. We're passing out some pins. You might see it says, "Keep Christ in Christmas." We wear them everywhere we go. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that more people want to hear that. Don't be afraid. At the grocery store, where you go into Macy's, you go to the mall, don't be afraid. People want to hear that name. They want you to say Merry Christmas. They really, right here they do. Amen. That's God. You know how much you have God in your heart. But the more you have God in your heart, the more emotional you get, the more in touch with yourself you get, the more love that you feel. That's God. Amen. As you just know that, hallelujah. We're going to sing joy to the world. The Lord is God. All right. Absolutely. If you have a heart to want to receive, you go outside at night and you look at the stars and the universe that He's created. You go outside in the morning and see a sunrise. You go outside at dusk and see a sunset. I'll tell you, you see God all day long. You want to see Him, He's right there waiting for you. Amen? That's our God. It's a wonderful world, a beautiful place. Red roses too, I see them grow. kid, a little girl, a little boy, just like God said, bring the little children to me. You have to believe like a little child needs you. Just like you have to look up to heaven and say, my Father is greater than any because he's in heaven. That's my Father. And he sent his only begotten Son here for me, and we're celebrating his birth. We're celebrating the joy. Don't be afraid. You tell everybody when you buy a new car. You tell everybody when you win at bingo. I know you do it. Tell everybody about Jesus. They're so hungry. They really are. Now, we need some good clappers. I know Gary and Marcia, they're all trying. But we're going to need some professional clappers.
Oh,
a song we're going to sing right now. We want you to sing it with us. It's a church song. It's got a lot of power, a lot of speed, a lot of energy. And guess who's it about? It's about Jesus. So for the churches to rise up and tell people about Jesus. Remember I said, don't remember what denomination, because if God planted you as a Baptist, he planted you as a Catholic, wherever he planted you, that's where he wants you to be, to spread the word. Amen. Because guess what? We're all brothers and sisters. He's our Father in heaven. Amen. This is where God is building a church too. And you've all come here, so we want you to just feel it and rise up and tell the world about Jesus. Are you there, Greggy? Yeah. God. I believe what the Word says. I'm one of those pastors that take it literally, and I think we could shake the earth by talking about God. And you get excited about God, and you start telling your kids and your grandkids about God, then they'll get excited about Him too. Amen. Now we got some songs tonight. I told you we're bringing Nashville to Derby. We got some songs for tonight that are going to touch your heart. This is a very special song. This is a true song. The jacket, the coat that my wife is going to sing about is in the Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. This is as much a Christmas song as any Christmas song we've ever sung. And if those of you remember last year, Dolly Parton's story, A Coat of Many Colors, was on TV. This is what Christmas is. This is about love, and this is about sharing and family. So I hope you love it, and I hope this song touches you right here tonight. Hallelujah. In God's house. Step of every way that you've taken, and we brought him here tonight. There's not a place he hasn't been with you. Not a place he wants to never just to be away from you. He's going to carry you through, and the closer you stay to him underneath those wings, the closer you're going to feel that peace in your children and your grandchildren. You get that love of God right here in your heart again. Forget what the world says, all the troubles of the world, all the noise on television. Let it go and give it to God. God is in control if you let him have it. Each and every one of us could sing this song. Let me shine your tears. if you ever looked at that song that way, folks. That's just God's way. He's always been there for us. And here at his house tonight, you go on Sunday to his house, you need to celebrate him and know that he's carried us through. We need to go somewhere and tell everybody about it. I believe we need to go to the top of the mountain and tell Jesus all about it. Grandchildren's childhood. I know I'm a child at heart. We used to say Merry Christmas. We can have that back again. All we need to do is shout it down the mountain. We just need to tell more people about God. There's more of us than unbelievers, you know. People who are hungry. There's more people in Derby hungry for the Word of God that you have. Don't keep it to yourself. We're going to sing a song that you may not have expected at a country gospel Christmas night. This song was written by a man named Gene Autry. Anybody ever heard Gene Autry? Also sung by a man, say see to Gene, by Elvis Presley. Now we're going to sing the first couple of verses. You're going to say, oh, that's cute, but I want you to listen. And we'll get you there to the last two verses, the way Gene wrote it and the way we used to sing it as children. I want you to understand that Christmas and Jesus and God belongs right here, not here. Amen? All right. All believers should be blessed. Time of year to rejoice and share it. Don't let it go. Don't let God go. Have that heart like a child. Just believe.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and His soul felt its worth. The thrill of
extravaganza. We love it so much. Thank you. All the things that you go and gave tonight will be going to Ansonia, to the food bank. And Ansonia, Miss Susan, Sandy, stand up. Sandy Bush is here tonight and works for the folks of Ansonia. Stand up, Sandy. Michelle Morgan, she's going to take everything that you donated tonight and gave it to people who, so you're blessed people already here on the 3rd of December. You blessed this church by coming here tonight and enjoying. I hope you had a good time at the concert. If you don't have a church, we're here on Sundays at 10:30. If you do, go to church. If you're looking for a place to come and have joy, we're here on Sundays at 10:30. We have Bible study every first and third Wednesday. There's Dean and Gary. Tuesday. They changed it to Tuesday. God bless you.
Have a very Merry Christmas. Be safe and love each other.
Merry Christmas.